You're just finishing up your second term as dean, I understand. What would you consider your highlights here at the University of Alberta?
Well, probably my biggest highlight, I would say, is that over the course of the 9.5 years that I've been here, we have about 3/4 of our cohort has changed of faculty members. And as a result of that, we've had some real growth in new areas and resurgence of academic areas that had lost a little zip over the years. And so now when I look at the faculty that I'm leaving, I'm very enthusiastic that I'm leaving a faculty that is made up of many, many vibrant professors that are doing great things in the classroom, doing some amazing research, and making a real difference in terms of their impact on the university, but as well as the surrounding community. So that would be probably number one. Number two, I have spent quite a bit of time over my two terms internationalizing the faculty. We've developed relationships with universities in a number of countries around the world. We spent quite a bit of time in Asia. And now I look at the opportunities that we have both for our undergraduate students and our graduate students, for our faculty members in terms of international partnerships, in terms of exchange programs, in terms of professors traveling to international locations and inviting many, many different individuals to the U of A campus. And I'm really pleased with that because I think in this day and age, it's very important that our students and our faculty have international experiences. And probably the third thing would be that we have built some new buildings, but more importantly than that, we've developed a vision for our faculty in terms of expanding to the South Campus of the University of Alberta, and we've been partners in the process of building South Campus and creating a vision for South Campus, and I'm really pleased that as a faculty, it creates opportunities for us for growth and expansion.
Well, you're now heading to Southern Alberta. What attracted you to the position of president at the University of Lethbridge?
Well, many things, to be honest. I'm very, very excited about the opportunity. I think number one in terms of what excites me about the opportunity is that the University of Lethbridge is a university with a very, very strong academic reputation, a reputation for being a tremendous educator of undergraduate students and creating a very student-centered experience for those students. But at the same time, in the last number of years, has developed a growing reputation as a research institution that also meets the needs of a growing group of graduate students. And so both the history of the university in terms of its strength as an institution, as well as the vision moving forward, is something that really sort of connected with me. Then in addition to that, I'll be leaving a university of 37,000 students and going to a university of about 8,000 students. And I am particularly excited about the opportunity to lead a smaller institution where I'll be able to get to know many individuals on and off campus and feel like I'll be able to make a real difference in terms of connecting with people both on and off campus. And so the opportunity to be a part of a smaller institution is actually very, very exciting for me. I've in my career, both as a student and as a faculty member, I've always been a part of larger institutions, the University of Manitoba, the University of Alberta, the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. And so this is my first opportunity to be at a smaller institution. And I think that's going to be lots of fun.
The University of Lethbridge has some areas where it is really, really strong. The neurobehavior sciences, kinesiology is another. Mm-hmm. Now, do you see that your background in physical education, is there something going to happen along those lines that you're going to perhaps push that a little bit more?
Well, I would say what I see about the U of L is for sure it has developed some strengths, in particular in the science areas, as you say, in the neuroscience area, water, et cetera. What I see myself doing when I come to the U of L is to work with faculty members and the university community as a whole to identify other potential niche areas in which we have some strengths in terms of faculty members, in terms of facilities, in terms of interests. So that we can champion those new areas. In some ways, to the contrary, in terms of my own background, I would say I'm quite enthusiastic about building in the areas of social sciences and humanities, in the area of fine arts, because I see those areas as real strengths at the undergraduate level in the university, but from a research perspective, they haven't built as many new initiatives in those areas. And I would say to create balance across the academy, I'm quite enthusiastic about building those areas. And my own research has been in the social sciences and humanities. It's been funded by SHRC. I have always had more of an interdisciplinary research approach, which has been in the social sciences. So I'm quite enthusiastic about doing that. But at the same time, the sciences are a real strength at the U of L. So certainly we will not move away from focusing on the sciences. But I would say while continuing to still build in the area of sciences, I can see the need and enthusiasm amongst the university community of building in the social sciences, humanities, and fine arts from a research perspective.
Does the Board of Governors have an agenda for you where they've said, you're the man who's going to do this for us?
Well, what they have, what the university has, is a new strategic plan that was approved about a year ago, and it's identified five strategic areas. And so when the position was advertised and when the search committee spoke to candidates, I know that they were very interested in hearing how each of the candidates saw themselves being able to bring the strategic plan to life. And so many of the questions, obviously, in the interview process were about areas within the strategic plan, whether it be related to the comprehensive nature of the university or focusing on the student experience or focusing on creating an environmentally sustainable university. And so for me, I felt very connected to the strategic plan. I was very enthusiastic about the directions that were identified within that plan, and so felt very comfortable answering the questions in that process, and feeling like this is something that I could get energized around. And I think, in the end, the board is looking to the president in conjunction with the other members of the leadership team, as well as the whole university community, to embrace that plan and to look at how to bring it to life.
So what are some of the key points they want to get across?
Well, you know, I just mentioned a couple. So one, you know, and probably the most central one is to continuing to build a comprehensive university, which means to grow the research capacity within the university, to grow the graduate program, and in particular to bring resources to the university, both in terms of resources for people, whether it be graduate students or faculty members, or resources in terms of new facilities. There's quite a significant capital plan that is still not completed, and so the capital plan very much relates to the comprehensive goal for the university. The second area relates to the student experience, and so there is a real interest in, as a part of building the comprehensive university, ensuring that the student experience remains central to who the U of L is and sets it apart from other institutions, really. And so I embrace that. In fact, I think one of the reasons I may have been hired is because I've always been committed to creating a student experience. And in my own faculty here at the U of A, I think if you talk to our students, they would agree that I've been a very student-centered dean. The third is around quality and really building continuing to build on the quality of the institution. You know, when you look at even things like the Maclean's rankings, the U of L does very well. It's a very strong university. And so part of the expectation for the president will be to continue to build capacity and ensure that there's high quality as an institution. And then there's about connecting to the university, both the internal university community as well as the external community. And if there's one thing I have really enjoyed as dean, it is the opportunity to connect both internally and externally with people. And so this will be something I enjoy immensely. And the last area is with respect to building a environmentally sustainable university. And this is something that I think can truly set the U of L apart from many universities in Canada. Certainly some of the work that's going on within the institution, say around water, connects really well with this as a strategic goal. But really what we're, I think, hoping to achieve there is to build a comprehensive approach to creating environmental sustainability. So it's not just about, you know, making sure that we have, you know, good energy use and these sorts of things, but it's about, do we infuse these sorts of things in our curriculum? Do our undergraduate and graduate students see this as a direction that they as students would like to move from even a career perspective and these sorts of things?
So are you ready for the wind and the rattlesnakes?
Well, you know, I grew up in Winnipeg, and so Lethbridge is certainly windy, but Winnipeg is certainly also called the windy city of Canada. And so I think this will be something that I can get used to because I grew up with it. My wife, who grew up in Edmonton, probably it'll take her a little while longer, but we lived in Winnipeg for a long time. So I think we'll be able to deal with the wind. I'm told it's kind of like a cold day. If it's really windy, you just stay indoors a little more than you might normally. In terms of the rattlesnakes, you know, they may create some challenges for Maureen and I when we're out on our runs in the coulees, but I guess we'll just have to get used to that.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for the interview.